waters of the promised land was a risk that I was willing to take without really understanding the risk. Being mesmerized by such alluring waters that surrounded it blinded me. It didn't look like it from where I was standing, but I was about to step into some waters that were way deeper than I expected. But Alexis, haven't you heard the saying, looks can be deceiving? I sure have, but personally, I've always been the curious type, so I was game regardless. Oh, you're diving head first like that? Okay. I cannot wait any longer. You have got to tell me what in the world you're talking about. So have you heard the expression, time is money? Well, I'm talking about the fact that I spent a fortune buying all the dreams people sold me when they made promises to me. So in the last episode, I spoke on how I required complete and total honesty from people in every aspect of their lives if they chose to deal with me. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know how in the world I expected such integrity from people that I hadn't fully learned yet. You see, integrity comes from the pit of a person. It's their truth on top of the truth. To break it down a little further, no matter what surrounds a person, no matter who tries to shift their views, and no matter if their flesh is more powerful than their faith, integrity should still stand its ground. But honestly, I didn't even give them a chance to show me if they even had integrity. See, I've always had this annoying trait about me that gives complete strangers the benefit of the doubt. Some of you might say this is a commendable way to treat people. And I, for one, have been in agreement with you for most of my life. But in the same breath that I give someone the benefit of the doubt, they take that breath and choke me with the reality that they indeed were not trustworthy. After finding myself in these deceitfully deep waters time and time again, I began to see that these were their true promises. Not the words that I accepted from them with open arms and an open heart. No. These were their promised intentions that only they, God, and the devil knew about from the very beginning. I couldn't understand why this kept happening to me. I wanted to live in the house of love, but I kept ending up in Heartbreak Hotel. Ruminating on these uncomfortable feelings that started to feel inherent and constantly asking the questions, why me? Why am I not enough? Why aren't I worthy enough for people to keep their promises to me? I had to stop and say to myself, something is missing. But what is it? What is missing? Then it happened. My light bulb went off. Ding! God is missing. And although he's been there this entire time, being the gentleman that he is, he waited until I invited him into my life and my situations. So I began to talk to him about this and asked him the questions that I had asked myself 100 times. He began to show me and tell me that I had been hoping for people to fulfill things that they were incapable of and not obligated to fulfill towards me. He told me that I had been putting all my hope in man instead of in him. Remember the bread of life I was telling you about? Well, I started to feast on God's word, and he indeed fed me. Psalms 118 and 8 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." Romans 5 and 5 says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." I could go on and on about God and all of his promises towards us, but to sum it up, God is the only one that will make you promises and keep every one of them. His word is true. Now, this is not to force you to believe that you can't trust anyone. However, I am obliged to tell you that you should be more confident in God instead of man. And I know it's so much easier to trust man because humans are tangible. You can see, hear, smell, and touch them. But I am here to testify that Jesus is worth coming out of your comfort zone for. Once you put all your trust in him, he'll give you the gift of discernment. With this gift, God will allow you a literal inner feeling towards people that will ensure you insight on whether they're good or bad, trustworthy or untrustworthy, whether they're unequivocally genuine or if you should duck and run. The promised land can house love and heartache all on the same grounds. And trust me, each of them have their own promises they will certainly keep. But if you just allow God the room to walk with you, talk with you, and hold your hand every step of the way, I can promise you, you will not be led astray. Oh, and one more thing. Don't beat yourself up. Just remember that your past is your past for a reason, and everything in it can be left behind whenever you're ready to drop it. If you don't believe anything else that I've shared with you, know this. As sure as you hear the sound of my voice today, I'm still here to share my story with you all and only because I gave up on my own understanding and I made room for God to lead my life the way he intended for me to live all along. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all dearly. This was Personally, This is Personal podcast with Alexis Bilbrew.